He's on the separate line. Hi, George.
Hi, mate.
Can you merge Stuart in? Because
not really. No, I'll just speak to you first. Thanks, mate.
All right. Well, speak to Stuart immediately after. Basically, what's happened is Kelly has just had a message from Harry or whatever, and basically what it is the landlord has basically tried to use the computers in the office as security. So effectively, you know, it's basically saying, you know, they've done a deal with the landlord. The landlord is taking the computers as collateral. Therefore, our evidence, you know, under the injunction, is effectively, you know, has been taken away in the same way that, you know, Stuart's computer has been taken away with the raids. So I think there's a few things here. Firstly, Kelly is just saying you need to call the police. You need to have a lawyer portray this, because obviously they just think Stuart's a thief. So you need to have a lawyer say this is really what's happened. It needs to come from them. That's what Kelly has said to Stuart, which has been said to me. Whether it needs a lawyer or not, I said to Stuart, I think he just needs to call the police regardless.
He's got a lawyer. He's got Kelly as a civil lawyer, and he's got Anna Awkward as a...
But apparently Stuart was jumping up and down saying there's no money on account for Kelly. I don't know whether that's true or not. I can't.
No money on account for Kelly?
I don't know whether that is the case. You need to speak to him in that regard.
I'll merge him in now. We've just paid Kelly. Fucking hell, how was
that? Yeah, well, I think the landlord needs to be contacted as well.
Hang on a sec. So this is who we're ringing?
Stewie.
Please hold.
Hi, mate.
Hi.
Hi. Dylan.
Again.
Oh, they've had the landlord are throwing Harry out of the office for unpayment of rent of $31,500 now.
Mm-hmm.
And looking to seize the computers.
Well, he can't take the computers. That's theft.
Well, no, they can, because it's an asset.
Well, he hasn't got a high court writ. He hasn't got a high court.
What Kelly's worried about is they will decamp with the computers. And he said you should be absolutely, at this stage, running to the police to get those computers seized.
Yeah.
I agree.
But he said you can't do it. It's got to come from a lawyer.
Well, you've got a lawyer.
She doesn't work on Fridays.
Well, get a colleague of hers.
Okay.
You must have cover, like emergency cover.
Well, I'm centrist.
Why can't Kelly help you?
Because she's not there. It's because it's got to come from the criminal lawyer, he said.
Ah, okay.
Well, I would ring Anna. She'd probably take your call if you've got mobile.
I've rung her mobile, sent her a text, sent her an email.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think you need to go down, you know, go to the City of London Police, ring them, and then maybe go down and take the High Court order with you.
Yeah.
And say this is on the High Court order. Say that this is another... stage, as in a staged action, yeah?
Yeah.
If they want... just say they can't take the computers. They don't have the right to take the computers. You have to go to the court and say, I'm owed a debt, and then the court has to give you a High Court order, and they send out the High Court bailiffs, like the guys on TV, and then they take the computers. Not just any... Mm-hmm. You know, I can't just... If a tenant doesn't pay their rent, I can't just go into the tenant's room and start taking out their clothes and TV and stuff.
No, absolutely.
So,
Kelly's saying, then it goes, they'll say that's my personal property or whatever, and take whatever out that they need to take out when they leave.
Say that again.
You know, they said, what's the stop to them saying that this computer's my own personal one?
Well, do you remember? Are any of those computers in that office personal? Are they all?
No, but it's irrelevant, isn't it? It's irrelevant what I think and what I know. What Harry says, being the only person in charge. If he says it,
No, but what I'm saying is back in the day when you were in the office, if all the computers were part of the company computers, then that probably has not changed materially. And therefore, I think you could then say to the police with a fair bit of confidence, you know, any computer that is claimed to be personal, you would want it to be vet, you know, you'd want the police to vet or have some inventory taken as to what is being seen as personal and what is, you know, there is a process to make sure that they just don't run off and stuff.
Yeah, I would just call the police and say they're stealing the fucking computers right now.
Yeah.
Like they're breaking in and stealing the computers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would go, if you can get your big bloke mate, I'd go down there and get whatever you can yourself.
Yeah. I'm not going back into the office for that big bloke again. That's just off the cards. I'm not going back down there for that.
I don't think you need to necessarily do that, but I think the police need to have that knowledge.
Police need to be called to stop to seize the evidence. To seize the computers that have got evidence on them.
If somebody was stealing stuff out of your office, which is effectively what they're doing now, you would go down there and stop them stealing it and call the police.
I think you call the police first, and you rather stop them. You rather go down.
Well, if I lived where you live, I'd call the police and say I'm heading down there now. Just heard.
Yeah.
My lawyer told me this is my number.
Yeah. I think the thing is they put it down on Kelly's saying they put it down that they're out by the 1st of April, but he thinks they'll start moving stuff over the weekend.
Yeah, because this is what confused me is that the fact that the wind up isn't till the end of the month. So, you know, things shouldn't be moving now.
Yeah.
And, you know, this needs to go through, you know, like, as George says, you either get bailiffs and go through the High Court, or there is, you know, the insolvency practitioner who decides, you know, it's, you know, creditors don't just come along and steal stuff.
The thing is, you look, let's be very, very clear here. You left Ranscorp's office, you left Sonny's office owing rent.
Yeah, we took all the computers with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but that's what Harry could do.
Mm.
So this is obviously
that's exactly
what?
The same.
But you told me the landlord. I thought the landlord was taking the computers.
But that's what they will say. But we think Harry's going to move out beforehand. That's what Kelly said. He will start moving out beforehand, so he'll use that as an excuse and decamp in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I don't know what Harry's going to do, George. I'm just scared for you guys as well as me. It looks like he's playing George in his own game.
This smells of a Sonny Schneider advisory here, doesn't it? Just take the computers because this is what George did to me. They'd be powerless.
But I don't understand why we'd be powerless. I don't understand what Mr.
Well, because Sonny was powerless
Stuart's not in the office, mate.
Yeah, there's one thing that is really makes me powerless is the evidence that's for my wife on the computer. For the criminal side of it.
But you've already got all the other evidence that you've caught from covert operations. They haven't lost everything.
No, but they're not questioning us on that, are they? They're questioning us on the finances.
But you've still got the Sage reports and stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, but we haven't got the emails to back it up. Of course, yes, we've got part evidence, mate.
What emails do you need? When were these emails sent?
Well, you see, it's not what emails specifically I need. It's the whole flavour of it, you know, about Heather emailing Harry for, you know, direction for payment.
I think, you know, this is all sounding very negative, this call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the reality is, at the end of the day, fine, he takes the computers and goes. You've got evidence already to a degree.
Yeah.
You should be ringing the police now and saying that I understand that they are just my lawyer has told me to ring you. I understand that they are, well, I don't exactly know what's being said because obviously I haven't seen the correspondence, but are you saying that right now they are taking computers?
Well, it could be.
I'm not saying they're taking computers right now, no. I'm saying what Kelly said was they've put this, the computers, at the office, it's got to be vacated. They put a stop the right of access on the office for one, they've given 1 month's notice, basically. But Kelly said, just because it's 1 month's notice, yeah, that means they've set up elsewhere and they will be decamping with the computers and with all of your wife's, with all of the evidence for and against you in on those computers. He said, you should be getting in touch with the lawyer immediately and explaining that they should be seizing the computers because it, I think the word he said was exculpatory evidence on it. And you should be getting that done immediately. He said, because just because it's the end of the month, Stuart, he said, don't be surprised, being this being a Friday afternoon, they're not gone by Monday morning.
Well, then I...
I also think there's value in telling the police now, because given that you're seeing them on Monday, I think it needs to be done before then.
I don't know what advice to give you, mate, because at the end of the day, all I can think is contact the police, get Kelly to reply saying all assets must be retained and protected. Please provide a list of all assets that are currently in the office, yeah?
Yeah.
So Kelly can write and say, thank you, Mr. Daniels, for advising that you'll be leaving the office. Please send all detail, send all material, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, please make a list of all the computers, yeah?
Yeah.
I remind you that it's under the High Court order that all these computers are to be retained, yeah?
Yeah.
But I think Kelly, you know, the shit's up you. Kelly could be writing back to them and saying, I remind you, under the High Court order, no assets are to be disposed of or, you know, and that these, these contain evidence, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then I think you go ring the police at the same time.
But Kelly said it should go to a lawyer because at the moment I'm under investigation. So if anything I say, they'll do, they'll look at, like it's like he said, she said. You know, if me being a bit, you know, throwing my toys out of bed, you know, I'm the one under investigation, not Harry. He's the good guy, don't forget, in the police's eyes.
But only at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, but no, but if I phone up, that's what he said, you should get a lawyer. Get your criminal lawyer to do it.
Well, then you need to ring Anna's firm and get somebody to help that's a criminal lawyer on her behalf.
Yeah, I will do, but I can't just do that unilaterally. I phone you. Now I will.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm just telling you what common sense tells me to do, which is to ring Anna. If you can't ring Anna, try and get another lawyer at her place. And then I would get Kelly to write back and say, I remind you, Mr. Daniels, that all assets must be protected under the High Court writ. They contain evidence in this matter, which will also protect it for the criminal matter. And he can even say, underrated criminal matter. And then he just calls me, and I wouldn't worry. They say you're an investigation, but it's an investigation into allegations against you, but you responded to that and given allegations back to him. So at the end of the day, you've got to try and just keep saying the truth, mate. And the other thing is, we have to get the letters off Kelly and everything has to go Monday.
Yeah.
So where is he up to with the letters?
Well, he was talking to him to write them more powerfully.
I mean, the thing is, If he at least gets them out, you know, if we can get hold of them today or whatever,
I could be ready by Monday.
Sorry?
I could be ready by Monday.
Yeah, I mean, we can tweak them over the weekend, can't we?
Yes. But because, and that's the point, because by Monday I'm at the police station, so I need to get them done over the weekend. But we need to start fighting back. That's what I see what I'm a little bit tired of, is just getting punched in the face by Harry Daniels.
But I know, but we've got a plan to fight back.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, but it's something new that's come in. You know, I just had it's been pretty awful today, to be fair. Yeah, with all sorts of different things have happened.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, I think you got to, let's just be pragmatic about it. I think
I will phone Edward Duffy and get a criminal lawyer to write, and I'll get Kelly to write.
And I call the police.
And then call the police. Yes.
Yeah, and make sure you keep a record of what you've done at what times, as a log, so that police are aware.
Yes.
I mean, and the fact that you're ringing to say, look, we've had false allegations made against us, yeah? The proof of our guilt or our innocence is on those machines.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so the police will then go, okay, well, why would you make actions to protect them unless you were, you know, telling the truth? Because you're basically saying guilt or innocence. You're not saying, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do it now. I'll get from
all right, mate, let me know how you go. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Yeah, cheers. George, while you're there.
Yeah, hi, mate.
I think the other thing as well is, I don't know whether Stuart should be portraying the fact, certainly he needs to be doing this on Monday, that obviously there's this massive inconsistency with how he's sort of saying, oh, I do have the, you know, and the High Court injunction say, oh, I can't provide the evidence, yet, you know, and that happened in December, yet in November, obviously, he went to the police regarding what happened last week or whatever. So obviously, you know, he's spinning a lie there, and that needs to be portrayed on Monday clearly to the police. You know, it's a key sort of aspect, you know, I guess, to how the police proceed.
Say that again.
So basically, you know, we got the injunction, okay. Under the, you know, and then in November, Harry went to the police saying, I've got all this evidence that Stuart has stolen this amount of money, it's gone, I need you to investigate him, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so he clearly going to the police saying, I've got the evidence, here is the evidence, this is the evidence, yet in December, he goes back in his points of reply saying, oh, I don't have all the accounts, I don't have everything, etc., etc. He either has them or he doesn't have them. It's not fucking Schrodinger's cat, you know. You either have it or you don't. So either there is the evidence and he's fucked. And in the other case, that means that he has lied to the court, you know, how he has lied to the court, and yes, there is some evidence, or vice versa, basically. But, it, you know, you can't have both hold up. But clearly, it's one or the other. Clearly, it seems...
Yeah, no, I've already caught... I've captured this point, yeah. No.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've got it, but it needs to be echoed and relayed before Stuart goes in on Monday.
Yeah, he's struggling, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Stuart doesn't know what to do, and, like, you know, when I picked up the call initially with Stuart, I was like, well, what the fuck? I didn't even understand how he was angling it, because it's like, the landlord's taking the computers, and I'm like, what? Two steps back, please.
And he's like up and down all over the place, mate. One minute he's positive, next minute he's everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
And he probably tried to get me, and then my phone's off, because it's like 30 calls a day, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I said to Stuart, regardless of whether he could have contacted you or not, he just needs to go to the police, because the long and short
of it... You can always get hold of him, mate. At the end of the day, if it's an emergency, you can call Adam Bose and he can get hold of me on my mum's landline.
Yeah, yeah, which I think is what happened, isn't it? I said to Stuart, just like, call the police, because regardless of whether you have the lawyer or not, you need to have a record of that with the police to say, this is what's going to happen. And then if, you know, the police can go back to the lawyer and say, is this true or not? At least they've got a record of it. And, they, you know, what needs to be made clear, I guess, to the landlord is that, you know, these computers are, okay, the computers themselves are not under the injunction, but they form the basis of the evidence which the injunction was obtained. And therefore, yeah, any attempt by that, it needs to be made clear to the landlord that if he tries to do anything with those computers, destroy any evidence, that is contempt of court. That needs to be made clear to the landlord.
Can you take a look, mate? Take a look at the that competition thing again, because I think if they do injuncting and all that shit, if we can go approach them and say we've already got an injunction, but basically this is all about anti-competition in the end. The intention is to offer a service for free, right? Just take a look at their, whatever they're called, Competition Appeal Tribunal or whatever, if you get 2 minutes. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the reality is, mate, you know, we're doing what we're doing and we have to fight back on Monday. We have to unleash hell.
Yes. I think it needs to be made clear to the landlord, though, because otherwise what the landlord can do is turn around and say, oh, I didn't...
That's a very good point. So he needs to get Kelly to write to the landlord as well.
Yeah, so the, otherwise...
One sec, let me do that now. Let me do that now, 1 second.
All right, shall I hold on the call? I think it's probably best.
Yeah, OK.
Please hold. Please hold.
Can't get him, mate.
No, I presume he's on the phone, but yeah, it needs to be echoed back to him. Otherwise, yeah, okay. The landlord can plead ignorance if they take the computers as collateral. That's,
let me try,
that's the
Heather.
Plan,
let me try, Heather. 1 second.
Yeah.
All right, he's ringing in now.
Please hold.
Hello.
I just think you need to get as well. Not only do they need to write to Harry, and email him, but also that's Kelly.
The landlord.
But also the landlord, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I got that. Yeah.
And then get Harry to fucking, you know, basically say what computers are there and so on and so forth.
Well, hold on. I've got the email now because we're not connected, Heather and I. I've just got her to send it to me, and it says, just bear with me. I hope you hear me.
I think this needs to be echoed on Monday as well, that, you know, they've tried to seize these computers and attempt to...
Yeah, basically, it's good afternoon, Andrew. I'd like to update you on payment of invoices. I will continue to make part payments as you've seen. However, I understand that invoices are starting to stack up. If you need, formally warn Live Squawk as per discussions of his obligation to stay on top of payments, that's your prerogative. Notwithstanding, please let me know. Please know we are working flat out to bring the payments up to date. Then he's saying he's scaling back the office. That's that one. To avoid any further action, please bring your account up to date immediately. You're deeper in arrears. Following a loss of assessment, you're deeper in arrears. You're going to get 1 month notice, and then both of you may provide a attached letter of notice. Right, so I'm just going down to the bottom to get the letter. That's just the email trail I read there. And it says... which is opening. License for occupy on a short-term basis. Please accept this letter as 1 month written notice to terminate a license for occupy on a short-term basis between LifeSwalk and PCML Investments following clause 3A. Failure to bring your license fee in arrears back in line. We will be taking ownership of the following schedule of items in the designated area. See schedule one, and it is workstation, desktop.
So they
desktop.
Have an inventory there already. The fact that they've listed an inventory there is kind of good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can say, well, firstly, they don't have the right to do that. Yeah. Secondly, which is basically theft. Yeah.
Yeah.
When are they saying they're going to do that?
They're saying they're going to do it by the end of the month.
Right. Thirdly, I mean, I can't imagine those computers are worth that much.
No, it's all done. This is the thing. They're not doing it for the value. He's done a deal with the landlord purely because it obstructs the courts, basically. And it,
yeah,
it,
exactly.
That's the whole angle.
It's just pure obstruction. I agree with you. It's just pure. It's just. Do you know what I think it is? It's just Sonny saying, George, I'm doing what you did to me.
Yes, indeed. He's taking the cut.
I don't think it is, because it's not. It's not the same. It's got nothing. It's nothing like the same thing. We left with a working business to move the business down the road. What he's doing to with Harry has got. It's completely different.
Yes, in the case it's there, But by the time this happens,
George, it will be wound up.
Say again.
By the time this happens, it will be wound up.
Well, potentially, yeah. But where's all the income, mate? That's the problem.
Well, that's exactly what I said. No payment to me, no payment to Heather, no payment of rent, no payment of VAT, no payment of PAYE.
Yeah, so this is the thing. It's not insolvent. Because they've just stolen all the fucking income.
Yes.
So, fine. So, that's what we have to go back to the High Court and say. And action on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get some order. Because this is what you're going to be asking.
How are we going to get money to Kelly to do that? Because, of course, all routes have been exhausted.
I don't know, I'll have to think about that.
And I think our goodwill's gone, that's the problem.
With who?
Well, with Pat Garrett.
What goodwill? Well, why?
Well, I don't think they'll... Do you think they'll... I'm guessing it, George. Do you think they'll work on without money on account?
Not if we say we're going back to court, no.
No. So that's what I'm saying. And so we're going back to court, but we haven't got a vehicle. It's not a matter of unwilling, it's unable to get the money there. In the time frame we've got, it's impossible.
Well, should we just give up?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I said, can I bring it to your attention? Mm-hmm. I never said that, mate, but trust me, I'm so close to wanting to give up completely, and I won't allow myself, but I never said that. I said, it's a problem that's got to be addressed by Monday that we know about today, if that's the route we're going to take.
But my view is that we're going to do all the letters, we're going to do the business development plan like we planned. Has somebody spoken to Alex and got him to do the spreadsheet yet?
Yeah, he's aware of it, I think.
Aware of it's no good, is it?
That's not from me. That's not my job. Mm-hmm. Alex has got the account, and that's got nothing to do with me. That I'm just literally doing one of the letters of my thing I'm doing.
Jason, have you spoken to Alex? Sort this out.
So I said to Alex, but I think the business development thing is a side thing. In the grand
no, it's not a side thing, mate. Because the clients are imperative to get the clients over to get the money.
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand that, but I'm thinking that the short-term thing is what are we doing between now and Monday?
Well, Alex is supposed to be getting that over to you to upload. It's one of the things that should be happening.
I have spoken to Alex.
We had a conversation yesterday, and I'm repeating myself again.
Yeah. The one thing that Alex did say is he thinks under the Data Protection Act, he said something about it's probably best that Stuart approaches those clients, otherwise I can't remember, but you know, basically we're breaching confidentiality if we go out to every client of theirs and do stuff. But you know, I said whatever way you wrap it up, you know.
I tell you what then, why don't we just let them punch us in the face with the gloves off, yeah, and we'll just go, oh, never mind, we want to play by the rules, because if we continue to play by the rules, we're going to get absolutely fucked.
No,
there is no data protection here.
Just bollocks, that's just bollocks, mate. That's just a bollocks statement by Alex.
No one is going to be sending the emails to the customers other than me, Jason. Yeah. All what was said last night, I believe.
If they're coming from you, it's not going to be an issue.
Alex has the customer list. Because I don't have the customers.
Yeah.
You was going to give the passwords.
Yeah.
There was going to be a generic email created. Yeah. It would be sent to me. I would send to all.
Yeah.
I've got a call. Anna's calling me. I'll call you back.
Okay. Catch you a bit. Bye.
Jason, please ring Alex and make that happen, please.
No, I'll chase him up and make sure he does that. I think he's got,
he's got to be on today because he won't be working over the weekend, mate.
Okay, I'll chase him up and make sure he gets that. All
okay,
right.
Thanks.
I'll touch base later. Okay then, cheerio, bye.